Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's a conference game tonight in the Midwest Athletic Conference between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Delta St. John's Lady Blue Jays. Delta St. John's is 2-3 on the year, 0-1 in the conference. They lost to Coldwater. Fort Recovery 4-2 on the year. They're 2-0 in the conference. They defeated both Versailles and also New Bremen. So Indians going for their third win in the conference tonight. Starters this evening for Fort Recovery will be Brenna Holman, Paige Fortkamp, Kiara Wendell, Allie Vaughn, and Hope Wendell. For the St. John's Lady Blue Jays, it'll be Melanie King along with Paige Gagne, also Emma Will, Abby Bittner, and Ellie Rassman. Those are your starters for St. John's. Fort Recovery, after trailing in their reserve game at halftime, 19-16, came back and won 45-30 over the Blue Jays in the reserve game. We'll give you the scoring on that later on. Set to go here. Paige Fortkamp jumping for the Lady Indians. And again, the tap goes to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel out of the lineup again tonight. Right side it goes to Brenna Holman. Back out top to Kiki Wendell. On the left to Paige Fortkamp. Right side Brenna Holman firing and missing off the back of the rim. Her rebound comes to St. John's. Racing down the court is Emma Will. And she lost the ball out of bounds. Who touched it last? They say Fort Recovery tipped it out. St. John's is coached by Nate Stant and Fort Recovery by Holly Gann. Here we go with the inbounds pass for St. John's. Comes in from Melanie King. Over on the left side it goes on the wing. Back over on the right. There's a three-point shot. Good. Emma Will scoring for St. John's to put the Lady Blue Jays out in front. 3-0 here. Left side to Paige Fortkamp. Back out to Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbling on the left to Paige Fortkamp. Hope Wendell down along the baseline. Tried to pass back outside and to Paige Fortkamp. It's stolen by St. John's. Here come the Lady Blue Jays. There's Emma Will again with it. She'll pass over on the left side. Here's a shot up. No good by Paige Gagne. Rebound St. John's, though. Right side. Over in the wing over there, it's Ellie Rassman. Out top it goes over on the left. St. John's leading 3-0 here in the game. Here's a drive inside the lane. It's up and in and out. No good. Rebound Hope Wendell as Melanie King just barely missed that one. That was everything but down in. Here's Kiki Wendell on the drive. Lost the ball. Picks it back up. Back to Brenna Holman on the left to Allie Vaughn. And Allie's going to fire and hit. Three-point basket. Allie Vaughn gets a three, and the coach for St. John's, Nate Stant, claiming that Allie shoved off with her forearm, and I think maybe he's right. But we'll take the basket. It's tied at 3-3. Here's a three-point shot. It's good by Ellie Rassman. Well, we're off to a flying start here in this game. Recovery and Delta St. John's battling away here tonight. Conference play. Allie Vaughn goes over to Brenna Holman on the right side. Bobbles it momentarily. Back out to Kiki Wendell. Wendell drives and misses. Rebound comes down to Paige Gagne for Delta St. John's. Out front with the ball over on the right corner. That's Emma Will with it. She'll pass off finally on the left side. Here's the drive up and no good. Rebound comes to Hope Wendell. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM as well, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Inside Hope Wendell, back outside Page Fort, camp firing and missing. Hit the wire and it's out of bounds. Popped up off the rim and hit the support wire, which is out of bounds. I don't know. Oh, now the official. Okay, they got things straightened out now. They were going to give it to Fort Recovery. And now they've decided to go with St. John's, which that's the right call. St. John's will bring it up. Paige Gagne with the basketball comes across the timeline. She wears number 11 on her uniform. Top of the key goes right. Feeds over on the wing. With the ball over there was Abby Bittner. Back out top it goes to Ellie Rassman. Now on the left there is Melanie King. She'll pass off. Ball's loose. Picked up by St. John's Riley Pullman, who's in the game now. Ball is knocked out of bounds, and I think Fort Recovery touched it last. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Don't forget, they're celebrating their 40th anniversary, Calp Pharmacy. And remember, they have their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Calp Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Here's a drive on the baseline by Melanie King, and she puts it up and in for her first points of the night. And St. John's with an early lead here, 8-3 over Fort Recovery. Page Four Camp on the left, back out top to Kiki Wendell. Brenna Homan on the right side, back to Wendell. Wendell dribbling the ball. Back on the left to Page Four Camp. Out top to Kiki Wendell, right side to Brenna Homan. Here's Kiki with the basketball. She'll drive in the lane, pops a 10-footer. It's no good. Bounces around and falls off. Rebound comes down to Paige Gagne. Gagne will bring it down across the timeline, goes to the free throw line, tries to pass back to King, and King dribbles it off her leg and out of bounds. Fort Recovery had an easy win the last time out. They crushed Blackford over in Hartford City, Indiana, 72-30 on Tuesday night. Indians have a record of 4-2 on the year, 2-0 in the MAC. This is a crucial MAC conference game here. There is Allie Vaughn going baseline, and it's up and in. I think that was Brenna Homan with the assist. Give Allie Vaughn the basket, and she has all five of the Indian points. It's 8-5, Fort Recovery trailing by 3. Gagne with the basketball, dribbling out front. Now goes to the free throw line, passes over on the left, threw it away. Wanted to get the pass over there to Emma Will, but it went out of bounds, and so Brenna Homan will toss it in for the Indians. St. John's not pressing. Down comes Kiki Wendell. Top of the key, right side to Brenna Homan. Dribbles back out to Kiki. On the left, there is Paige Fortkamp with the ball. Right side to Brenna Homan. Back out to Kiki Wendell. Dribbling. Pumps into one of the Lady Blue Jays. That was Gagne. Back outside. Kiki will pass into Allie Vaughn. And Allie kind of lost it there. Couldn't get a good grasp of the basketball. And it's stolen away by Gagne of St. John's. She'll bring it down. Paige Gagne with the ball. Left side jumper, good. Gagne connects for her first points of the night. Paige Gagne is spelled G-A-Y-N-I-E-R, pronounced Gagne. Out front to Brenna Homan, on the left to Kiki Wendell. Zone defense here being applied by St. John's. Paige Fortkamp, right side, back out top. Here's Kiki on a three, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to St. John's, Abby Bittner. And here come the Lady Blue Jays. King with the basketball, Melanie King. She'll pass over on the right side. Gagne will fire a three and got it. Gagne with a three. 5 points for her, and it's now 13-5. And the Lady Indians are finding themselves behind here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. Here's a shot from the left side. Good by Kiki Wendell. Has about a 12-footer on the left baseline. Kiki puts it in. We have timeout on the court by Delphi St. John's. The score at the moment is Fort Recovery trailing 13-7 to the Delphi St. John's Lady Blue Jays. We'll be back in just a moment.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Very fast night tonight. The JV game was a very quick game, and this game's going quickly. Minute 29 left to go in the first period. Delphi St. John's has the ball, and Fort Recovery goes into a full-court press here. Gagne with the basketball. She will bring it up. She seems to be their team leader across the timeline. And she is one of the seniors on this St. John's club. With the ball there is Emma Will, and she'll drive inside, miss the shot. Rebound comes to St. John's to Riley Pullman. Back on the left it goes to Ellie Rassman. She'll pass it off. Oh, there's traveling called on Abby Bittner, and that was indeed. Don't forget the Calp Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open at extended hours through the week, open till 7 o'clock Monday through Thursday. Open until 6 on Friday. For your convenience, Calp Pharmacy, Fort Recovery. Celebrating their 40th anniversary. Indians with the basketball. Kiki Wendell, top of the key. On the left of Paige Fortkamp. There's a drive by Vaughn, and it's good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Allie Vaughn scores her 7th point of the game. She will have one free throw coming here. It's now 13-9 with 43 seconds to go. They called that foul, apparently, on Abby Bittner. Free throw is good by Allie Vaughn. I see the brothers over there. Trevor Vaughn, the brother of Allie, is here to watch the game tonight. Will Homan's over there, brother of Brenna Homan, along with little brother Troy. St. John's with the basketball. 13-10, three-point lead for St. John's, and they're going to try to take the last shot. Paige Fortkamp giving a lot of pressure there to St. John's Ellie Rassman. Over to Gagne. Gagne dribbling against Kiki Wendell, and Kiki's going to be called for a foul. So Wendell called for a foul, be out of bounds. That was on the drive to the hoop. Remember, if you need handicap medical equipment, see the Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park, owned and operated by Cal Pharmacy. And a lot of that handicap medical equipment would make a great Christmas gift for someone on your list. Here's a shot up by King, and it's way short and out of bounds. Nobody touched it except for King. Again, Melanie King, and it's going back to Fort Recovery. We got a chance to score here. 2 seconds to go. Picked up by Kiki Wendell across the timeline. Pops the shot, and it's no good. It was after the horn sounded anyway. So we're at the end of one here in the varsity game. Fort Recovery trailing by a score of 13-10 to the St. John's Blue Jays. St. John's getting off to a quick start here tonight. We'll return in a moment from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned health department pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kapp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing intravenous medications that have been compounded sterilely in our clean room. We also coordinate insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, and reporting to the healthcare providers. So call Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for intravenous home-based treatment. Calp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Your home is your biggest investment. And at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, St. John's has the basketball to start the second quarter of play. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. There's Gagne, about a 15-footer. And that gives her a total of 7 points on the evening. Paige Gagne, and Fort Recovery has the ball. Paige Fortkamp on the left side to Kiki Wendell. Kiki will pass cross-court to Paige Fortkamp. Back out top to Brenna Homan. On the left to Kiki Wendell. Goes baseline, back out to Brenna. Brenna dribbling the basketball, passing right side to Paige Fortkamp. Back out to Brenna. Left side it goes to Kiki Wendell. Zone defense here for the Blue Jays. Right side to Allie Vaughn. Back out top to Brenna Homan. Had to chase it down. Right side to Paige Fortkamp. Left to Kiki Wendell, who goes baseline. Now passes in the corner. There's Paige Fortkamp on a three. It does not go. That's the shot she wants. She's a good three-point shooter, but didn't get that one to go down. And here's a pass break the other way. And Abby Bittner scores for Delphus St. John's to make it a 17-10 game. So St. John's getting the first 4 points of the second quarter to expand their lead back to seven. Brenna Homan, right side to Paige Fortkamp, back out to Homan. Left side to Kiki Wendell. Here's Allie Vaughn. And ball is loose. And it's going to be picked up by Delphus St. John's. Turnover on Fort Recovery. With the basketball is Melanie King. King will dribble on the left side, goes to the baseline, floats one up there. It's no good. Rebounds fought for, picked up by the Blue Jays. Getting that board was Ellie Rassman. Now it's loose again, picked up by Fort Recovery's Brenna Homan. I give credit to Allie Vaughn for that steal. Left side, Paige Fortkamp into Vaughn. Vaughn looking. Back out to Brenna Homan. Homan right side to Kiki Wendell. Outside to Brenna Homan. On the left to Paige Fortkamp. Now down low to Allie Vaughn. Allie will pass back to Fortkamp to Brenna Homan. Right side to Kiki Wendell. Back out top to Brenna Homan. Into Allie Vaughn. On the left to Paige Fortkamp. Brenna Homan right side to Kiki Wendell. And Kiki has the ball knocked away, and it's going to be off of Mara Pearson. Nice job. I think that was Abby Bittner who grabbed the ball before it went out of bounds and knocked it off of Mara Pearson, so St. John's gets possession. Now 17-10. With the ball, St. John's and the lead. Second quarter is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. You're a New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season out there. Inside it goes. Ball's loose. And they're going to say it's last touch by St. John's out of bounds. As Abby Bittner couldn't quite catch up with it. So Fort Recovery brings it up. No full court press, but they are running a zone defense here. 2-3 zone, right side to Allie Vaughn, down on the baseline. Here's a drive up and good by Mara Pearson. Grace Guggenbiller, who just came in, got credit for the assist. And the Indians cut the lead to 17-12. Up and no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell, left side to Allie Vaughn, a three-pointer. She got it. She felt that baby all the way. Allie now has a total in this contest of 11 points. Thank goodness for that. Indians only have 15, and they're only trailing by two now, 17-15. Uh-oh, underneath, and there's a foul on Mara Pearson. Now that's a tough call. Looked pretty nice to me. So Mara Pearson picks up the foul. At the free throw line, two shots for Riley Pullman of St. John. She has yet to score this evening. Bounces the ball. We're in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter here at the Portside Fieldhouse. And the first free throw is good. Expanding the lead back to 3 points, 18-15. She will have one more. It's up, and it is no good this time. Rebound, Allie Vaughn. Vaughn brings it down across the timeline, goes all the way. Feeds over on the left to Grace Guggenbiller. Shot from the left side is no good. Rebound, Hope Wendell has the ball blocked and taken away. Now it's Fort Recovery's basketball as they got it back. Hot potato, hot potato. Right side to Allie Vaughn. She'll dribble into the free throw line. Ball's tipped, but Kiki Wendell manages to keep control. Kiera with the basketball, feeding over to Paige Fortkamp. Right side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn back outside to Kiki. Right side to Allie Vaughn. Dribbles, open, 15, no good. Rebound, tipped out of bounds by Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller from behind there and tipped it. I thought for a moment she might draw a foul or might be charged with a foul, but that was not the case. But St. John's keeps the ball, and they still lead by three, 18-15, on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. They're built tough. Here's a shot by Gagne. It's no good. Rebound comes to Hope Wendell. Wendell feeds to Kiki Wendell. Right side to Allie Vaughn. Three-pointer. It's good. Allie Vaughn on a three. She's got a hot hand here tonight. Allie with a total of 14 points. Outside with the basketball. Melanie King dribbling. Goes right, goes left. Feeds over on the left side to Riley Pullman. Now the ball in the corner. Back outside to Gagne. Or no, that's not the Gagne. That's King. Melanie King puts it up. No good. Rebound, Hope Wendell. Wendell feeds off to Allie Vaughn. Allie races down to Kiki Wendell. Top of the key to Brenna Homan. Left side, Kiki Wendell. Underneath to Hope Wendell. It's good. Grace Guggenbiller with the assist. Hope Wendell with the basket. And the Indians have cut the lead to 2 points at 20-18. Timeout. Delphi St. John's, 2:34 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Delphi St. John's with the ball as we have the timeout over. There's a three-point basket up and in by Emma Will on the three. That's her second three of the night. And she has 6 points. We're a 21-20 lead for Delphi St. John's. Fort Recovery, well, I think I gave you the wrong score a moment ago. Fort Recovery was leading 20-18. And now that three-pointer put Delphi St. John's out in front. And here's the Lady Indians throwing the ball away. So St. John's has the basketball back. A one-point game, 21-20. St. John's with the lead. Left side to Gagne. She will pass off. And there's King driving and scoring. Had the open lane on the left side. Melanie King puts it up and in. 23-20. So five straight points here by St. John's have given them a three-point lead. Here's Kiki Wendell on the left, back out top to Brenna Homan. Brenna right side to Allie Vaughn, back to Brenna. On the left to Kiki Wendell. Wendell tried to pass to Brenna Homan. The ball is tipped away by St. John's, and Brenna Homan goes back and retrieves it way in the backcourt. Brings it across the timeline. Brenna on the left to Kiki Wendell. Back out top Brenna Homan, right side to Allie Vaughn. There's Brenna between the circles, left side to Kiki Wendell. Allie Vaughn on the right wing. Cross-court pass to Kiki. Kiki goes into Hope Wendell, turns, fires, misses. Rebound, Allie Vaughn, up and no good. And a jump ball is going to be called. Hope Wendell and St. John's Abby Bittner battling for the ball and called for the jump ball there. And it does go to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. Available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, that's New Holland. Action back in, and there's a foul called on St. John's. That's going to be whistled on Lady Blue Jays' Ellie Raspin. Number two on Raspin, I believe. Nope, that's number one. Only the second team foul. Fort Recovery with the ball back in play. Grace Guggenbiller tried to feed Paige Fortkamp, and the ball is stolen away. Paige has not been a part too much of the offense here tonight. She has not yet scored, which is unusual for her. Hopefully we have better things coming from Paige tonight. 23-20, St. John's lead. There's King with the ball. Right side it goes. Back out top to King. Three-point shot is blocked by Allie Vaughn, and time runs out. Into the first half of play. What a quick game this is. Fort Recovery trails here at halftime by a score of 23-20 after taking a 20-18 lead. St. John's called timeout, and then the Indians did not score the rest of the half. And St. John's scored 5 points to take the three-point lead, 23-20 here at the halftime. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operations? See Artsway's portable grinder mixer, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio, south edge of Fort Recovery on Route 49. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We'll return with a look at the junior varsity game tonight, which was won by Fort Recovery, right after we pause for this.
Joe, look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy, I have been waiting on it. Honey, I'm going to go out and start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
Mm-hmm. See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Join the Pacasac Gas Club at a Pacasac convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasac website, pacasac.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pacasac, there's one near you.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, of course, a very limited fan base here, as is the case. There's a few of the regular fans here that are not parents, but not many. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in tonight's basketball game from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta and all of his staff. And Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Good luck, Lady Indians, from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Fort Recovery won the junior varsity game tonight, 45-30. It didn't look good for a while in the first half. Indians trailed 15-7 at the first quarter. And still trailed at halftime, but they cut the lead back, 19-16 at halftime. St. John's in the lead. But then, second half was pretty much all Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery outscoring St. John's by a 19-8 margin in the third quarter to take a 35-27 lead. And the final, Fort Recovery 45, St. John's 30, as they outscored the Lady Blue Jays 10-3 in the last quarter. So the last half, all Fort Recovery, scoring 29 points compared to 11 for St. John's. Fort Recovery was led in scoring in the junior varsity game by Kinsey Garkey. Kinsey had a total of 12 points. She had 6 2-point baskets. Also in the scoring column was Callie Wendell, who ended up with a total of 8 points on the night, 2 threes and a 2-point basket. It was Mara Pearson, also with 8 points on the night. Mara had 3 2-point baskets and was 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. Alexis Wendell had a total of 8 points, 2 2-point baskets, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, and a 3-point basket for her 8 points total. Then chipping in with 3 points was Faith Wendell on a 3-point goal. And 2 points apiece for Sage Luthold, Lindsay Wendell, and Elizabeth Alley. Once again, leading the way was Kenzie Garkey with 12. 8 apiece for Callie Wendell, Alexis Wendell, and Mara Pearson. Again, 2 points apiece for Sage Luthold, Lindsay Wendell, and Elizabeth Allig, and 3 points for Faith Wendell. Fort Recovery wins the junior varsity game over St. John's 45-30. Here at the halftime of the varsity game, we're trailing by 23-20. We'll be back to give you the halftime scoring in just a moment.
Cover more ground with the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick, featuring a gas-powered engine that delivers a top speed of 40 miles per hour, best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, and the strength to haul what needs hauling, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get more done right with the Kubota Sidekick. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Cal from Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off seat lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Cal Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future.
Taking care of you.
Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver back at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The boys team has two games over the weekend. They are both on the road at Delphus St. John's tomorrow night. And then they play at Crestview the following night. They might as well just stay at St. John's and then just drive up from there to Crestview. We will be at the Crestview game on Saturday night to bring that to you. Tomorrow night, we will not be broadcasting the St. John's game, but you can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Mr. Harold Thiele and Dave Kalp will be calling the action in that game on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow evening. Again, we'll have the game for you on Saturday night from Crestview. In the varsity game, leading the way for Fort Recovery is Allie Vaughn, and thank goodness she came to the game tonight. She has 14 points on 3 3-point baskets, 2 2-point baskets, and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. That's the only free throw the Lady Indians have shot all night. Other than that, it's only 2 points for Kiera Wendell, two for Mara Pearson, and two for Hope Wendell, for a total of 20 first-half points. For the Lady Blue Jays, they are led in scoring by Paige Gagne with 7 points. She had a three-point goal and 2 two-point goals. 6 points for Emma Will on 2 three-point shots. 3 points for Ellie Raspin on a three-point goal. 2 points for Abby Bentner on a two-point goal. And 2 points for Melanie King on a two-point goal. And Riley Pullman was one out of two at the free throw line. So between the two teams, we only shot three free throws. One by Fort Recovery and two by St. John's. Fort Recovery one out of one at the line, and St. John's one out of two at the line. First quarter score was 13-10. The Lady Blue Jays on top by three, and they lead here at halftime by the same score, same amount, three-point lead at 23-20. We'll have the second half of play coming up in a moment. Third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Lady Indians again are 4-2 on the year. St. John's is 2-3. Lady Indians are 2-0 in the MAC, having beaten Versailles and New Bremen. St. John's lost to Coldwater for their only conference game so far this year. Again, Fort Recovery playing without the services of Whitley Rammel tonight, who is not here this evening. Whitley, if you're listening, we hope to see you back real soon, that's for sure. Lady Indians coming off a huge win over Blackford in Hartford City, Indiana, 72-30 on Tuesday night. Here's a nice spin move by Gagne. She misses it. Got her own rebound. Back up and good. Paige Gagne now has 9 points on the night. And the score is 25-20, a five-point lead for St. John's. So they have scored seven in a row here now after the Lady Indians took a brief 20-18 lead. Here's an outside shot. Three-point basket is no good. Rebound comes to Hope Wendell as Ellie Rassman missed that one. Here's Brenna Homan bringing it down. Right side to Kiki. Kiki passing to Allie Vaughn between the circles. St. John's continuing to run a 2-3 zone defense. Left side to Brianna Homan. Back over to Kiki Wendell. Right side to Paige Fortkamp in the corner. Back out top. Brenna Homan over to Kiki Wendell. Back to Brenna. Back to Kiki Wendell. Kiki backs it up. Now drives in. Feeds in the right side to Paige Fortkamp. Back out to Brenna. Left side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn goes in the corner. Kiki Wendell on a three does not go. Rebound out of bounds. It went off of Allie Vaughn. So St. John's will get the basketball. Our third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. There's a drive to the hole. No good. She decided to pass off at the last moment. Was King. So St. John still has the ball. Gagne passing over here to St. John's Emma Will, who went in. Missed the shot. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell with the basketball. Right side to Allie Vaughn. Allie looking for a teammate. Goes out top to Brenna Homan. On the left to Kiki Wendell. Allie Vaughn gets the ball. Lost it. Still with it, though, and there's going to be timeout called by Fort Recovery to save possession. Lady Indians call time, 5:50 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. We'll be back.
Hi, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Little girl, what would you like?
dog for Christmas?
A puppy. Last year I asked for a puppy and got this turkey instead. Here, you can have him back.
Folks, if you get a turkey this holiday season, I hope it's deliciously prepared. Remember to give thanks for the meal, the cook, and the farmer. May you and your family have a blessed holiday season.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
60-second timeout has concluded. Again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM. And also to FortRecoveryRadio.com. Studio producers Eric Catterly at the radio station and Owen Mormon here at the game site and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Ball's almost lost by Fort Recovery, but Kiki Wendell retrieved it. And now they do throw it away. And Kiki was trying to pass to Brenna Homan, and the pass just led her by too much. 25-20, Lady Indians have not scored for a long time. We're at 5:30 to go in the third quarter, and they didn't score the last couple of minutes of the second quarter. St. John's with the basketball. Gagne will pass cross court. Now a bounce pass down along the baseline to Abby Bittner back outside. Bittner with it again. Left side to Gagne. That's Paige Gagne. Melanie King back to Gagne. Fires a three and got it. Gagne drills a three, and that gives her a total of 12 points. And it's now 28-20. St. John's in the lead. This will be a really disappointing night if the Indians can't get things going here. They're getting absolutely nothing inside to speak of because of this zone defense, and we're not hitting outside. Here's a drive inside, no good. Rebound Paige Fortkamp up, no good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting as Allie Vaughn is the one that took the initiative to drive in there. And again, Paige Fortkamp will be at the free throw line with two shots. I would normally say that Paige is a pretty good free throw shooter, but if I do that, she'll miss it. First free throw's up, and it's good. That breaks a long streak of 10 straight points by St. John's. 28-21. This is no good on this one. Rebound St. John's. St. John's with the ball, leading by 7. Right side it goes to Ellie Rassman. Here's a shot by Gagne from way out. No good. Rebound Brenna Homan. Brenna will bring it up across the timeline. Here's Kiki Wendell with the ball. And there's a foul called on St. John's. They're going to nail Ellie Rassman with the foul. Yes, indeed. So Allie Vaughn will toss it in. Over to Brenna Homan, now to Kiki Wendell. Back on the left to Brenna Homan. Back out top it goes to Allie Vaughn. Here's Kiki Wendell with it. Kiki top of the key, passing on the left to Brenna Homan. Brenna goes back out top to Allie, back to Brenna on the left. Brenna dribbles in, goes to the hoop, missed a short shot. Got her own rebound back. Over to Paige Fortkamp. Oh, it doesn't go from the baseline. Ball's loose, picked up by Fortkamp out at the center circle. Right side it goes to Kiki Wendell. Here's Allie Vaughn with it. Brenna Homan looks inside. Passing to Mara Pearson, who's in the game now. Here's Paige Wendell on a baseline jumper. It's no good. Rebound Brenna Homan. Kiki Wendell to Allie Vaughn on the left. Vaughn will pass. Tried to pass to Paige Fortkamp, and it's thrown away. Bad pass by Allie. 28-21. Lady Indians have scored one measly point here in this third quarter of play. Brought to you by Cooper Farms. You know, if you want to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, give them a call at their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161 for Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Paige Gagne comes down. Feeds over on the left side to Emma Will, and Emma is going to be fouled, or is it somebody else? Not sure who that was on. It's on Fort Recovery, I can tell you that. So the ball goes out of bounds. Emma will put it back into play. Now to Paige Gagne. Gagne out front with the basketball, goes off the pick, feeds on the left side. Back on the right, ball's tipped by Brenna Homan, and Brenna can't catch up with it. It goes out of bounds. 28-21. Here comes the Fort Recovery band back in from their concession break. Inbounds pass comes to Melanie King, and she tried to pass it over on the right to Gagne, and Kiki Wendell tipped it out of bounds. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. It's not a happy scoreboard right now. 28-21, St. John's in the lead. Here's Gagne with the ball in the lane, feeds over on the left side. It goes to L.A. Rossman, and there is a foul called on Fort Recovery. Ellie Rossman will go to the free throw line with two shots. Lets it fly, and it is no good. Nobody's in any foul trouble on either team here, and we haven't hardly shot any free throws tonight. Rossman puts this one up again, and it's good this time. That is her fourth point of the evening. And it's now 29-21, back to an 8-point lead. Lady Indians with the ball. We can cut it back to 6 right here, or maybe 5. Mara Pearson with the ball, feeds on the right to Brenna Homan. Nope, that's Kiki Wendell. Left side, Allie Vaughn, a 3. Yes! She fouled it all the way. Allie Vaughn cans a 3. I think that's her first basket of the second half after she had 14 at halftime. That's 29-24. Lead is back to 5. Emma Will with the ball, feeding over here to Melanie King. King dribbling, goes right, goes left, feeds on the left wing to Gagne, and Gagne's open for a 3, and she drains it. Paige Gagne with 15 points now on the night. That makes the lead at 32-24 again. Allie Vaughn on the outside, and the ball is tipped. Allie got it back, drives in, tries to feed off to Mara Pearson. It's loose, and timeout's going to be called by Fort Recovery to save possession. Indians will have the ball when we come back in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Minute 46 to go. Indians trail by 8.
It's football season, and everyone wants to be a part of the winning team. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we want you to call the right play and join our team. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group can find the right plans to protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Huddle up with us today and step inside the fort for the protection you and your family need. We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Well, it's sort of football season, some college football. 32-24. Not much football to watch this weekend. Many of the games are postponed or just canceled, period. 32-24, 8-point lead here for St. John's. Fort Recovery, though, with the ball. Come on, gals. There's Brenna Homan, a 3-pointer does not go. Rebound, jump ball is called. Allie Vaughn tied up with Rassman, Ellie Rassman. And it goes to Fort Recovery. So we have a chance to score again here, trailing by 8 points. pass over in the corner to Brenna Homan. Brenna brings it back out. Now feeds into Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbles. Left side to Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbles. Over to Grace Guggenbiller. Back out to Allie Vaughn. Brenna Homan. Indians need to cut this lead down before the quarter ends. And St. John's almost stole it. And they did steal it. As Ellie Rassman comes up with the basketball for St. John's. Ellie Rossman, I guess, is the way they pronounce it. Rossman drives down, feeds in the right wing. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound comes down to St. John. And up and in by Abby Bittner. She missed the three-pointer a moment ago that was rebounded, and Bittner ends up with the ball and scores on the layup. It's a 10-point lead, 34-24. Kiki Wendell, left side, back out to Brenna Homan. Right side now goes to Allie Vaughn, back to Brenna. Brenna feeds in to Grace Guggenbiller. Now inside to Mara Pearson. She scores, give Allie Vaughn the assist. Mara Pearson comes through with a big basket. That's her fourth point of the varsity game. And it's 34-26. St. John's is going to play for one shot here. They're standing way outside. King with the basketball. Not only King. Now she drives down off a pick. Feeds in the corner. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound, Brenna Homan. And that's it. St. John's expands their lead at halftime of 3 points up to 8 points. 34-26 over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We need a big fourth quarter of play. This third quarter has been brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. You'll find the farmer's friend at Cooper Farms. We'll be back with quarter four in just a moment.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Rob Weaver back at the Portside Fieldhouse. A big conference game for Fort Recovery. And unfortunately, the Lady Indians are down by 8 points here at the end of the third quarter, 34-26. St. John's will have the basketball to start out the fourth quarter. Indians need a big rally. Fort Recovery playing shorthanded tonight without Whitley Rammel in the lineup. Down comes St. John's. There's King with the ball. Over to Rossman. Back out to Gagne. Now to King. Melanie King shoves off, but no call. Back out to Ellie Rossman, and she has the ball knocked out of bounds by Grace Guggenbiller. 7:38 left in the game. Indians trailing by 8 points here. Need a big rally. Rally time for the Indians. Ellie Rossman with the basketball. There's Paige Gagne. Gagne feeds over to King, and King will dump it in the middle. No good by Abby Bittner. Nice teamwork, though, by St. John's. It just didn't pay off for them. Lady Indians come up with the rebound. Here comes Fort Recovery with the basketball now. Brenna Homan to Grace Guggenbiller, and the ball's tipped by St. John's and out of bounds. Guggenbiller was trying to pass the ball to Allie Vaughn. Here comes Kiki Wendell back in the lineup for Fort Recovery. We have Mara Pearson, Kiki Wendell, Allie Vaughn, Brenna Homan, and Paige Fortkamp in the lineup. Brenna Homan with the ball between the circles. Left side it goes to Kiki Wendell. Wendell will fire and miss. Rebound comes down to Mara Pearson. It's up no good. Rebound Mara Pearson again, and there's going to be a foul called. Let's see who's going to be called. It's St. John's. They say Mara Pearson got fouled. I think they're calling that on Rossman. That's her second personal foul. So Kiki Wendell will put it in play. Here's Brenna Homan. Allie Vaughn with it. We need to get Paige Fortkamp involved in the offense here. And there's the ball out of bounds. Pass back to Brenna Homan. Brenna wasn't expecting it, and it went out of bounds off her hands. 34-26. St. John's with the ball, leading by eight. Down to 6:45 to go in the game. This is not going well for the Indians. Here's a shot by Rossman. No good from the left side. Rebound chased down by Mara Pearson. Nice job by Mara. She comes racing down. Feeds off to Allie Vaughn, and Allie couldn't hang on to the ball, and it goes out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. Turnover Indians. Just can't get anything going our way here. Led briefly 20-18, and that was the last hurrah until something else happens here. Melanie King out front with the basketball for St. John's. They're 0-1 in the conference. They lost to Coldwater. They're going to eat some clock now. Here comes King driving in and puts it up and in. Melanie King drove in and laid it in to make it a 10-point game, 36-26. Kiki Wendell on the left, Brenna Homan with the ball. She'll dribble, stops, tries to pass inside, and out of bounds. Turnover, Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery calls timeout. Oh, he just can't get her going. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We're in the fourth quarter of play. It's 5:52 to go. 36-26. Lady Indians down by 10 points. Can't get it going here. Paige Fortkamp has scored 1 point in the game. Normally one of our leading scorers, just not having she's not really had that many, had hardly any shots tonight. So it's not a matter she's been missing a bunch of shots. She has missed some shots, but she hasn't had a lot of shots. Full court press by Fort Recovery. St. John's puts it in play. Down they come over on the left corner. Back outside, Emma Will has a shot blocked by Allie Vaughn. Mara Pearson comes up with it. Back to Vaughn in the middle to Kiki. Kiki goes back over to Vaughn. A three-point shot does not go. Rebound, Mara Pearson. Yes! Mara Pearson gets the rebound. That's her sixth point of the evening. Well, there we go. Something positive happening. And now there's a foul called on Mara Pearson as she tried to steal the ball away from Ellie Rossman. So tossing the ball in here will be Paige Gagne for St. John's. Over to Melanie King. She spells her name K-O-E-N-I-G, but pronounces it King. Most of us would say Koenig, but that's not the way she wants it done. She has the ball right now. Melanie King with the basketball. St. John's leading by eight. Oh, it's loose, but picked up by St. John's. Rassman back to King. Again, they've spread it way out here, trying to get the easy shot and trying to eat some clock. King drives in, feeds over on the left side to Rassman. Ellie Rassman is fouled by Mara Pearson. That's the third foul on Mara Pearson. It's okay, Mara. You just keep playing hard out there. Mara's been one of our few bright spots here in the second half. King with the ball. There's a foul called on Mara Pearson, number four. Well, now she's got to be careful. That takes away her aggressiveness. 4:48 to go in the ball game. 36-28. King will toss it in, being guarded by Paige Fortkamp. Just barely get it in time to Ellie Rassman. Rassman dribbling the basketball, guarded by Mara King. Guarded by Mara Pearson, I should say. Here's a drive to the hole, and it's up and good by Emma Will. That's her eighth point of the evening. First basket, though, in the second half, and it's a 10-point lead again. Outside, Brenna Homan over to Allie Vaughn. Back to Brenna Homan. Kiki Wendell with it. Back to Brenna Homan. Fires a three. Get in there. Yes! Brenna Homan connects on a three. Way to go, Brenna. That's her first basket of the evening. Couldn't have come at a better time. Ball is scrambled for, and Zelfa St. John still has it. And there's timeout called by St. John's. 38-31. The lead is 7. There's still plenty of time. 3:57 to go, but Fort Recovery's down by 7. St. John's with the basketball. We'll be back in a moment here on PG 14 and J Country 101 Radio.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Well, Brenna Homan hit that three a moment ago, and she's capable of doing that. She just doesn't usually shoot the ball too often, but if she's open, she's got to shoot it here in these last 4 minutes of play. Indians down by 7, tipped out of bounds by Paige Fortkamp, and Paige says it went off of King, but the official didn't buy it. And they say it went off of Paige Fortkamp last. So Paige Gagne will toss the ball in here for St. John's. Comes into Ellie Rossman. Rossman goes over to Emma Will. Emma Will back to Rossman on the left wing, dribbling the basketball, being double-teamed. And double-teamed. She gets it off to Emma Will, puts the shot up and missed it. Rebound comes to St. John. Ball's loose, and it went off of St. John. Fort Recovery gets the basketball back. Had a chance to cut the lead back to 5, maybe even 4. Still plenty of time. We need to start scoring, though. Only 11 points here in the whole second half of play for the Lady Indians. Right side to Allie Vaughn. Back out to Brenna Homan. On the left to Kiki Wendell. Cross-court pass to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn inside to Mara Pearson. Oh, can't get it in there. Rebound comes to Rossman, stolen by Kiki Wendell, and they're going to call a foul on St. John's. It'll be out of bounds to Fort Recovery. It's going to be whistled, I believe, on Rossman. Number 4 on Rossman. Here comes a sub in. Rossman goes out. Coming in for her is Riley Pullman. Kiki Wendell tossing it in to Allie Vaughn, right side to Paige Fortkamp. Out to Brenna Homan on the left. There's Kiki Wendell back to Homan. Shoot it, Brenna. Up in the lane. Oh, no good. Doesn't go down. Rebound comes to Gagne for St. John's. Paige Gagne will bring it up against Brenna Homan. 2:53, and Homan tried to steal the ball away, and they called her for a personal foul. I think that might be 1-1 now. Let's see here. Nope, that's the 6th one apparently, so the next one will be 1-1. Paige Gagne will put the ball in play at midcourt for St. John's. 38-31, 7-point lead for St. John's with only 2:48 to go in the game. And Rossman is back in the game for St. John's. Back outside to King. King dribbling. Guarded by Paige Fortkamp. Now to Gagne. Gagne drives down to the left, goes underneath, up no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Fort Recovery's got to hope for some poor free throw shooting here. See, Gagne has not been there yet tonight, so this will be her first opportunity. She will have two free throws, and I would guess she's a pretty good free thrower. They're going to put. They're going to take Rossman out for when she's on defense here in a minute. Free throw is up and good. Makes it a 39-31 score, an 8-point lead for Delphus St. John's. 2:29 to go. This one's no good. Rebound comes to Mara Pearson. Pearson to Brenna Holman. Now to Allie Vaughn. Get the ball in the basket, ladies. Kiki Wendell on the left to Paige Fortkamp. There's Mara Pearson back outside. Allie Vaughn dribbling back to Kiki Wendell. Sets on a three. Yes, it goes in. Rattles home. 39-34. Kiki Wendell gets a big three right there, and the ball's tipped out of bounds by Brenna Holman. Still time. 2:06 left in the game. 5-point lead now, 39-34. St. John's will put it in play. Gagne with the ball. And it's knocked out of bounds by Kiki Wendell. Gagne will try again. Paige Gagne tossing the ball in. She wears number 11 on her uniform. Goes into King. Oh, that was almost traveling. And there is timeout called by St. John's. One of their players got into trouble there. King didn't have anywhere to go with the ball. Timeout, 2:01 left in the game. Fort Recovery down by 5, 39-34.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned health department pharmacy. Has a doctor or health care provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kapp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing intravenous medications that have been compounded sterilely in our clean room. We also coordinate insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, and reporting to the healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for intravenous home-based treatment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here once again at Fortside Fieldhouse, and the ball's tipped out of bounds. Brenna Holman thought that St. John's touched it last, but the official said no, Brenna touched it last, so it'll be St. John's ball again. Lady Indians playing good defense, so they have to. Only 2 minutes left in the game. Inbounds pass stolen by Mara Pearson. Comes down, stops, and the ball is picked up by... There's going to be a foul called on Paige Fortkamp. Out of bounds. No, they're calling on Mara Pearson. And that would foul her out of the game. Now they change it to Paige Fortkamp. I thought that's who they called it on. That would have been Mara Pearson's last one. So Paige Fortkamp gets nailed for the foul instead. That's her second. It's 1-1 here for St. John's. Fort Recovery hoping for a miss. It's going to the free throw line is Melanie Koenig. She has not been to the line yet tonight. Free throw is good. That makes it a 6-point game at 40-34. 1:54 left on the clock. Not much time. This one's up and good again. Two big free throws by, once again, Melanie King. Makes the score 41-34. Fort Recovery with the ball. Allie Vaughn in the lane. Feeds on the left to Paige Forkamp. Paige almost lost it. Come on, gal. Shoot the friggin' ball. Into Kiki Wendell. Puts it up. She's fouled in the act of shooting. There you go. Drew the foul. Kiki Wendell goes to the free throw line. This is her first time to the line tonight. She will have two shots. Again, Fort Recovery playing without Whitley Rammel, who is ill. Kiki Wendell puts it up and good. Much needed free throw. She has one more. Again, you're listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. This free throw's no good. Tipped around. Mara Pearson got it. Back out to Allie Vaughn. Oh, it doesn't go on the three. Rebounds tipped away. Still up for grabs. Jump ball's called. Who's going to get it? Goes to Fort Recovery. It's a six-point game, 41-35. Into Kiki Wendell. Kiki will come down, feed her over on the left to Paige Forkamp, firing, heading! Three-point basket for Paige Forkamp. We've got ourselves a three-point game with a minute 14 to go in the contest. And there is a foul called on Fort Recovery. No! A foul is called, offensive foul is called on Delphus St. John's. Fort Recovery will have the basketball back. Wow. Inbounds pass to Brenna Homan on the left to Allie Vaughn. Allie way outside. Back to Brenna Homan. Three-point game. 41-38. Here is underneath. Paige Forkamp missed it. Got her own rebound. Missed it again. Forkamp saves it out to Vaughn. Vaughn dribbling to Paige Forkamp from the corner. No good on a three. Rebound comes to St. John's. Oh, that would have tied the game. St. John's with the ball. Fort Recovery's pressing all over the place, and the foul's finally going to be called on Fort Recovery on the trap. Going to call that on Paige Forkamp. That's her third personal foul. Well, the Indians had their chance there to tie the baby up. Couldn't get it done. Here's King stepping to the free throw line. Melanie King. 1-1. Bounces the ball. Lets it fly. Got it. She's hit three out of three at the line here in the last couple of minutes. Big free throws for Melanie King of Delphus St. John's. That's a four-point lead now, 42-38. Still time, 44 seconds. This is up and good again. 43-38. Fort Recovery down by five, brings the ball up. Kiki Wendell with it. Goes all the way in, up, and no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Boy, that would have been a big basket had that one have gone down. Going to call the foul on Abby Bittner. Kiki at the free throw line. She will have two shots. Come on, Kiki. We need them both. First one is no good. That's two in a row she's missed now. There's one more for Kiki. It's up and good. That cuts the lead back to 4 points, 43-39. St. John's with the ball. They bring it down. Melanie King with it. If they're smart, Fort Recovery is trapping, though, and now traveling call on St. John's Melanie King. She was trapped over there, and they say she moved her foot. Wow. Good pressure defense. 30 seconds to go. Still time. Kiki Wendell to Allie Vaughn. Three-point shot. Does not go. Rebounds tipped out of bounds. Who's going to get it? Fort Recovery will keep possession of the basketball. 23 seconds left. Four-point game. 43-39. Lady Indians need to shoot in a hurry. Long pass out to Brenna Homan. Here's Allie Vaughn. Back to Brenna. Brenna dribbling the ball. Comes inside. Lost it. Goes out of bounds and turnover on the St. John's, turnover on the Lady Indians. St. John's will get the ball back.
That's probably going to do it. 15 seconds to go, 43-39. They need a steal here on the inbounds play. St. John's throws long. That's stolen by Fort Recovery. Brenna Holman down to Paige Fortkamp. Back to Allie Vaughn. There is Mara Pearson scoring. 9 seconds to go. Mara Pearson lays it in. And it's a two-point game, 43-41. This is not over yet. 43 for St. John, 41 for Fort Recovery. 9 seconds to go. Timeout. St. John's will have the ball when we come back.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is as close as Fort Recovery has been the entire second half. They trailed by three at halftime, 23-20, and they have never been any closer than that until now when they're only down by two. St. John's will have the ball. 9 seconds to go. Lady Indians will be pressing all the way here. Going to try to make a steal again if they can. Gagne will toss the ball in here. Paige Gagne, nobody's guarding her. Here comes the inbounds pass. She's looking and pass. A foul's called on Paige Fortkamp. I thought for a minute they were going to call traveling on King. Wow. 7 seconds still left. Going to the free throw line will be King. And the bad news is she's 4 out of 4 at the line. 1 and 1 here. Nope, she's got two. Two shots. Bonus, double bonus is in effect. First free throw's up, and it is no good. She missed it. Still 7 seconds left to go in this game. We've got time here to tie it up on a 3 or maybe a 2, depending on what happens here. One more for Melanie King, puts it up. It is good. It's a three-point game. And timeout is called by St. John's. Three-point game, 44-41. Indians can tie it on a 3 with 7 seconds left. We'll be back after the timeout.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Here's the situation. Fort Recovery has the ball at the far end. 7.3 seconds to go. Indians need a three-point shot to tie the game. It's 44-41. Coach Holly Gann mapping out the final play. Will we go into overtime or will this be it? We're going to find out here in a few seconds. Lady Indians set up their inbounds play. Brenna Holman will be tossing it in. Come on, Brenna. See one of your great passes here. Comes into Kiki Wendell. Passing down to Allie Vaughn. Back out to Mara Pearson. Mara fires a 3. It's no good, and that's the game. 44-41. St. John's has beaten the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, 44-41. Disappointing game for Fort Recovery, and the coach of St. John's, Nate Stant, breathing a little easier after that. Well, congratulations to the Delphi St. John's Lady Blue Jays. They improved their record to 3-3 on the year, come up with a big conference win, evening their conference record of 1-1. Fort Recovery drops to 4-3 overall and 2-1 in the MAC Conference. We'll be back in a moment to wrap it up for you here from the Fortside Fieldhouse in just a moment, right after we pause for this commercial break.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinze planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinze planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, again, the final score, Fort Recovery losing to Delphi St. John's. They tried an amazing comeback, but just fell a little short, losing 44-41. Lady Indians basically trailed all the way, 13-10 at the first quarter, trailed 23-20 at halftime. Fort Recovery had taken a 20-18 lead, but St. John's scored the last 5 points of the second quarter, and then Fort Recovery took them several minutes in the third quarter before they scored again. They trailed 34-26 at the third quarter, and the final again was 44-41. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Allie Vaughn with 17. Mara Pearson had 8. 7 points for Kiera Wendell, 4 for Paige Fortkamp, 3 for Brenna Homan, and 2 for Hope Wendell. For the Delphi St. John's Lady Blue Jays, they were led in scoring by Paige Gagne with 16. Melanie King had 11. 8 points for Emma Will, 4 apiece for Abby Bittner and Ellie Rossman. And chipping in with 1 point was Riley Pullman. In that final score, Fort Recovery losing by a score of 44-41 to the Delphi St. John's Lady Blue Jays. Again, our next broadcast will be Saturday night. We'll bring you the boys' game between Fort Recovery and Crestview right here on the radio on WPGW at 100.9 on your FM dial. And also, we will have for you the games next week. We'll have, I know, at least one broadcast next week. Tomorrow night, the radio is not covering Fort Recovery at Delphi St. John's. You will be able to listen to the game on FortRecoveryRadio.com with, again, Harold Feely and Dave Kalp calling the game for tomorrow night. That's going to wrap it for us for this evening.
Tonight's
here
special
on
sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.